Good morning. I'm Sally, I'm one of the community here. And our reading today is from James 4, 1 to 16. And if you want to follow along, it's on page 1215 in the Chapel Bibles. Submit yourselves to God. What causes fights and quarrels among you? Don't they come from your desires that battle within you? You desire but do not have, so you kill. You covet but you cannot get what you want, so you quarrel and fight. You do not have because you do not ask God. When you ask, you do not receive because you ask with wrong motives, that you may spend what you get on your pleasures. You adulterous people, don't you know that friendship with the world means enmity against God? Therefore, anyone who chooses to be a friend of the world becomes an enemy of God. Or do you think Scripture says without reason that he jealously longs for the Spirit he has caused to dwell in us? But he gives us more grace. That's why the scripture says, God opposes the proud, but shows favor to the humble. Submit yourselves then to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Come near to God, and he will come near to you. Wash your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Grieve, mourn, and wail. Change your laughter to mourning and your joy to gloom. Humble yourselves before the Lord, and he will lift you up. Brothers and sisters, do not slander one another. Anyone who speaks against a brother or sister or judges them speaks against the law and judges it. When you judge the law, you are not keeping it, but sitting in judgment on it. There is only one lawgiver and judge, the one who is able to save and destroy. But you, who are you to judge your neighbour? Boasting about tomorrow. Now listen, you who say, today or tomorrow we'll go to this or that city, spend a year there, carry on business and make money. Why do you not even know what will happen tomorrow? What is your life? You are a mist that appears for a little while and then vanishes. Instead, you ought to say, if it's the Lord's will, we will live and do this or that. As it is, you boast in your arrogant schemes. All such boasting is evil. If anyone then knows the good they ought to do and doesn't do it, it is sin for them. I've changed what I was going to say several times, even this morning. it's a bit heavy. So, the first line, submit yourselves to God. What causes fights and quarrels among you? Don't they come from your desires that battle within you? So I was thinking about that. What comes out of our mouth is more often than not related to what's going on inside us. Not just our needs, and we all need love and attention, a little bit of praise to be noticed and appreciated, but it can escalate to I want. When we get what we need, we want more. When we don't get what we need, we covet what we haven't got. Sometimes we're just not satisfied with what's before us. I wanted to live in a place like this. in the dales. And at times I check myself when I'm feeling sorry for myself because I want more. I go for a walk and I tell myself, look at where you are. Dave was saying to the community yesterday about being thankful and grateful. It changes our perspective and thanking others too. And I got to thinking about C.S. Lewis when he talks about the four loves. So he started off talking about gift love, which is godlike and selfless. And that can be divided into need. So need pleasures, like a drink of water when you're thirsty. And that's a need pleasure loses its appeal once it's satisfied. And then there's appreciation love, like the sudden smell of flowers. And that's a pleasure that is enjoyed for its own sake. And there's the four types of love. C.S. Lewis explores human and divine love through four ancient Greek concepts. I can't say the Greek words, so I'll just... Affection, friendship, romantic love, and divine unconditional love, which is agape. He argues that while all earthly loves are beautiful reflections of God, they can become destructive when they demand to be treated as gods themselves. Affection, like the bond between family or even between people and their pets, the danger lies in becoming possessive or taking loved ones for granted. Friendship, rooted in shared interests and mutual goals rather than mutual infatuation. It is a bond where people stand side by side, looking outward at a shared passion. Its danger is exclusivity and pride. Romantic love, eros, is a state of being in love. It's not just mere sexuality, which Lewis calls Venus. Eros values the beloved person entirely. Its danger is idolatry. Lovers elevate their romance above all moral bounds and responsibilities. And charity, agape, the highest form of love, and the love of God. It is an entirely selfless, sacrificial, and unconditional love that seeks the best for others. Lewis believed that only by letting divine agape fill and guide us can our natural loves be properly ordered and prevented from becoming destructive. In the passage, it talks about being friends or not being friends with the world. And C.S. Lewis's friendship, love, talks about being rooted in a shared interest and having mutual goals. What does it mean to be friends with the world? Well, I think it means having a shared interest in instant pleasure seeking, money grabbing, success and status, dangers of exclusivity and pride. Seeking Venus, not Eros, instant gratification that doesn't last or care about the other, doesn't treasure it. It doesn't last. You need another drink sooner or later. So let's think for a moment about what's going on inside us, how that's coming out towards others, how we can have these four different loves and not let them get out of control, and how we can root ourselves in the agape love, the selfless and thinking about others first. So then there's boasting about tomorrow. I had plans with a friend of mine before COVID. Very good and honourable plans, I thought. But God had other ideas. I was telling everyone about them, and it made me feel good. I was renting off a friend, and we sold her flat to fund the project together. God had other ideas. and took me down a different path. And then I actually tried to start it again. But God still had other ideas. And now I'm here. And I'm very grateful. So it says about not saying, oh, we're going to do this for a certain amount of time. Make money. But let's ask God, what do you want us to do, God? Where do you want us to be? What do you want us to do? And it says about humbling ourselves, being honest at where we're at. So I'm going to play a song, and it's talking about being in a broken place, but still coming before God, even when you don't feel like it. When you feel numb, don't know what to say, sad or angry, but welcomed by God. And we are here to do that for our fellow man with hospitality and putting others first and agape love. Welcome to sit here for a while, but breakfast is served shortly. Thank you.